Olds. The Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron 185 held its annual parade and inspection on May 25, capped off with a banquet and awards. It was a chance to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the sponsorship it has received from the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105 in Olds. First came the parade and inspection of the cadets, held on the auxiliary surface of the Sportsplex, where Sheila Peters, president of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105, served as reviewing officer. During that ceremony, medals were pinned on two cadets. Flight Sergeant Daniel Schaefer received the Lord Strathcona Medal, one of the highest awards that can be granted to a cadet. It demonstrates all that Lord Strathcona himself personified: hard work, dedication, service to Canada, excellence in all pursuits, vision, perseverance, intelligence, and a focus on stewardship of our country, its health and vibrancy, and that of its youth, the crowd attending the parade was told. They were told that Schaefer was chosen for the award due to his outstanding performance as a cadet, for demonstrating proficiency, physical fitness, and marksmanship, as well as dedication to the program and the country. Flight Sergeant Devin Calvin received the Royal Canadian Legion Cadet Medal of Excellence. The crowd was told that honor is intended to recognize the cadet whose individual endeavors and citizenship have helped to advance the objectives of the program. It goes to a cadet whose attitude and behavior set the example for others and who helped create a safe and welcoming environment within the squadron. During the banquet, held at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105, 12 trophies were presented to deserving cadets. Calvin was named the Outstanding Cadet of the Year, for which he received the President's Trophy. That award is sponsored by the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105. Schaefer was presented with the Grant Cunningham Award, which is named in honor of a former cadet who loved the flying program but was killed in an aircraft accident. It goes to a deserving cadet participating in the flying and gliding program. Along with the award is a check for $1,000. Graduation certificates, scholarships, plaques of appreciation, and pins for perfect attendance were also bestowed. Peters addressed the cadets and crowd during the parade and inspection ceremony. She said the local Legion has a long history of supporting the cadet squadron and noted that many of its cadets went on to serve in the Royal Canadian Air Force, Army, or Navy during the Second World War and other conflicts, some of whom never came home. Peters said the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105 remembers and pays homage to those who made the ultimate sacrifice, but we also take care of our veterans who returned. She said that assistance can include referrals to agencies that can help them. Our local branch has supported 185 Olds RCAC Squadron for 80 years and will continue to do so for as long as we possibly can, she said during the banquet. Parent Committee Chair Mindy Focker stepped down after 13 years of volunteering now that her two children in the program have graduated from it. I want to express how very proud I am of each and every parent in this room and those who have gone through the program at any point, Focker said. Within each of you I see so much potential strength and leadership. Like many speakers, Focker praised the cadets for persevering and building the program during the pandemic. I am incredibly grateful and honored to have been a part of 185, for all the experience it has given to our children and for being able to watch them each grow as a cadet and as individuals, Focker said. It has truly been such a rewarding experience that I'll never forget. Along with a couple of other speakers, Leslie Mancher, Sergeant at Arms of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 105 and Chair of the Poppy Campaign, thanked the cadets and their parents for their volunteerism, including the Poppy Blitz and the Mother's Day Brunch. She said that through its Poppy Fund, the local Legion was able to donate $9,000 to the Air Cadet Program. Red Deer Mountain View MP Earl Dreeshan praised the cadets for the leadership skills they've developed and the pride in their country and its traditions that they've exhibited. Mayor Judy Dahl echoed those points. I'm so honored to say that on behalf of the elected officials and the people of Olds, we really could not get too far without you, she said. You really are leaders. You really show the way. Other awards issued during the banquet include Best Dress and Deportment, provided by the Civilian Committee, FCPL. Mason Gillings. Best First Year, provided by the Royal Canadian Legion Carstairs Branch No. 53, Lac Ashton Thompson. Best Junior NCO, provided by the Town of Olds, Sergeant Jaden Muller. Best Senior NCO, provided by the Royal Canadian Legion 3 Hills Branch No. 92, FSGT. Jules Owen Pohl. Dedication and Enthusiasm, provided by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Corporal Elsie Bird. Best First Year Shot, provided by the Sutton Family, Lac Caden Thompson. Best Squadron Shot, provided by Olds Green Wing, FSGT. Justin Campbell. Top Instructor Award, provided by the Civilian Committee, FSGT. Daniel Schaefer. Warrant Officer Plaque, provided by the Olds Rotary Club, WOI Alyssa Fokker.